This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, hang on a second. I got something here.
Hang on.
How would you like to go racing? How would you like to go down to the El Paso County Speedway Saturday night? It's BJ night. Ka-chow!
Wow, you're getting into it now. You were kind of poo-pooing it. Now you're into it.
Yeah, I really am into it. I'm looking forward to driving the car.
I know, but you were really negative about it.
I
feel like I'm just being used. Oh my God.
My feelings in the beginning were that it was some dope punk little racetrack down in the outskirts of the plains, and nobody shows up. It's going to be me and Nash, some broken down car, and it just one of those, okay? But the feedback I'm getting right now, that this thing is bigger than the Daytona 500.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, bigger than Talladega.
The pageantry, they're saying, is going to be off the charts.
Yeah, you're like that movie. You should watch Talladega Nights.
I've seen parts of it. I haven't seen the entire thing.
It'll give you real inspiration.
I could be Ricky Bobby.
You could. Let's call you that. Ricky BJ.
All right, this Saturday night, we're only two nights away. It's a BJ night.
That's right.
At El Paso County Speedway. I'll be down there. Our buddy Nash Carr, his car will be there. I get to drive the car. I'm taking Frog and Lisa, and it's just going to be a blowout.
Oh, yeah, Lisa's going too, because remember, she's like, I don't want to go either.
Well, I'm not sure she's going. I just threw that in there for flavor.
Oh, okay.
Like everybody wants to go.
I'm not sure she wants to.
I'll give you an update on that tomorrow.
All right.
But this is huge, folks. If you'd like a family four-pack, and we could probably get 10 of you in if you wanted. Well, but if you want a family four-pack, right now's the time to call. Spadil or Carson, somebody want to solicit?
Oh, yeah. Are we doing caller 19?
Sure.
Caller 19, 303-22-ALICE.
Good job.
BJ Knight.
Thank you.
BJ Knight. Oh, my God.
I think Lug Nut Paul, my neighbor's going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like he turned you around.
Who?
Lug Nut Paul.
I think he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I think
because your attitude today is way better than yesterday.
Yeah. I am feeling a little, I don't know, maybe automotive lately, because every now and then he'll stop. He'll be on his way to go get some tires for somebody or some lug nuts. And I do feel like that I'm basically working out of a garage over there at the house.
Yeah, feeling good. I do.
I might get into this racing thing full time.
Speaking of cars, this is just weird. So my girlfriend and I have the exact same car. I have 98,000 miles on my car. No, 94,000 miles on my car. She has 98,000 miles on her car. We both have to take them today to Highlands Ranch Imports to see John for the same problem.
What's the problem?
They're leaking antifreeze.
Yeah.
Same problem, same car.
That's weird.
Both cars got a hole in them?
Yeah, is that weird?
It is weird.
That's very odd.
He's like, yeah, that car is 100. He's like, basically, yeah, those cars are 100,000 mile cars.
It's starting to shut down.
Yep.
Jamie, if you want, I'll go down and take a look at it.
Crawl under there?
I'm sitting right here.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to run it over to John.
Right?
I mean, BJ can take a look. I'm now a mechanic. I'm a top-notch car dude.
You got a lift in your garage?
Yeah. Oh. Hey, Spill, do we have the winner yet? Spadil?
I just got him.
Okay, can I talk to him?
Oh, they hung up.
Oh, thank God. BJ, it's we don't
Why
need
would you
to
hang
we
up, folks.
We don't need to talk to them. What are you doing?
Why would you hang
I know you're excited about BJ Knight, but we don't need to talk to the winner.
Jamie, if it weren't for you, BJ Knight would not be here.
So
thank you so much.
Sure.
You are my friend.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
All right. When we come back, The hurricane, man. That thing was a monster last night. 3 million people without power this morning. Wow. All right, we'll talk about it next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. As you know, the big story yesterday and continues to be today is this hurricane that went into Florida last night. This thing was a monster, and it really caused some problems. A lot of the tornadoes, even early yesterday, wreaked havoc throughout Florida. I mean, people were just posting videos of houses being destroyed. I saw where the big stadium in St. Petersburg, the roof is gone this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hurricane. Tropicana Field, and it's missing the roof this morning. So this thing did everything that it was expected to do, and that's not good because they had a lot of flooding. They got alligators in houses. Did you see that?
Okay.
No kidding. Here, let me show you. I pulled it up because I knew you wouldn't believe me.
Alligators in houses.
Yeah.
Alligators in the houses.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the swamps.
I'm still jaded from that shark in New York City.
Yeah, though. Me too. I'll never believe anything again.
This is real.
Okay.
Alligator.
Right. Yeah.
Big alligators. They're saying, check your house. Check the closet.
Really?
There'd be a gator in there. That's what they're saying. Remember our buddy, well, not remember, but you know our buddy Reed Temmer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jamie, you turned me on to this guy.
I did.
This guy is really good at what he does. He's one of these...
Storm chaser.
Yeah, he's a storm chaser, right?
Yeah, I feel like he lives here. I feel like he lives in a small town in Colorado.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Because sometimes he's in Colorado, like, a lot. Or his mom lives here.
I know he's in Kansas a lot, but there's a lot of storms in Kansas.
Yeah, he's a storm chaser, yeah. But,
yeah, so I don't know.
Oh, Schmidl has his hand up Schmidl. Like we're in school.
His Twitter says that he's from Golden, Colorado.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Okay.
Old Reed.
Yeah.
Right here in Colorado. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. All right, this is Reed Tebber. You can follow him on X, okay? Here's Reed at the moment.
Or on Facebook or on everything, really.
Yeah, he's on all social media. Here's the exact moment that the eye came into, and he was standing there for the wall of the hurricane last night. You see him running for his car. For his vehicle, the storm chaser vehicle, and he's being blown sideways, and it's the actual, I guess he has a way of pinpointing exactly what's going on with the weather, and so he knew exactly what time the wall had hit, and that's what that was.
Really?
Is that crazy?
Well, I think hurricanes fascinate me, that the wall is like that, and then you get 4 minutes of calm.
Yeah, just peace.
Yeah, and then the next side comes in.
Yeah.
That eye thing is weird. I mean, how do you have such a violent storm, but then you have 4 minutes of peace?
It doesn't make sense.
It's so weird.
And I've been through one of those before.
I thought you'd never been in a hurricane.
No, it was a tropical storm, but it had an eye in it. And we were in Panama City. I wasn't in Tampa. We were up there for some event. And it came through. And it was weird because you had all this wind. It wasn't anything like the Milton was. But you had an eye, and then it got so calm. Beautiful. Sun came out.
Weird.
And then on the backside, here comes the storm again. And that's what they had yesterday in Florida.
I'm sad that you are mad at my buddy.
Who?
Dan, or whatever his name is, on the boat.
Let me tell you.
You're really angry about him.
Lieutenant One-Legged Dan is a scam artist.
I kind of like him.
I feel like...
He went viral.
That crackhead, I'm telling you right now, he's a scam artist, and he's starting to be discovered as that, too.
I don't think he is.
He's on that boat. And
he has no clue about social media, I feel like.
This guy is front page of the Daily Mail this morning.
He's all over
Lieutenant
everywhere.
Dan. He's everywhere. Mm-hmm. He survived the boat, 16-foot boat out there. And it's a junky boat, too, okay? It's not like this thing is, you know, some type of a yacht or anything. I mean, it's a junky little sailboat that he's on. And he survived it last night, I guess. I mean, if he really was on it.
Well, he was. They kept checking on him all night.
People were checking on him all night.
They were checking on him all night.
I don't trust him.
He became like the, I don't know, everybody needs... Like that not he's not a hero by any means. Everybody needs that storyline, right? Everybody needs a storyline in something like this. And he was everybody's storyline.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. No, you're dead on. He really has captivated a lot of people. Now, here's what I don't get, Jamie. And I've yet to be able to uncover this, but I am investigating heavily, okay?
Okay.
I am completely in on this, okay? How is his name like Joseph Malachowski, but yet he's Lieutenant Dan?
Because he has one leg and he's on a boat, and it's a Forrest Gump reference.
He literally got named that by people.
Because he's got one leg and he's on a boat.
Lieutenant Dan has a boat in the movie and he doesn't have any legs.
Yeah.
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
It is true. It's a reference.
Here's a lady that posted yesterday.
Now it's coming back to me. I haven't seen that movie in 800 years, but now I remember. Is he at the end of the movie?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, okay. All right.
He has legs and a wife.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I do. I remember at the end.
He even rides out a storm in the movie.
Yeah. All right.
Here's a lady that made the post yesterday that got me thinking about this and really turning on Lieutenant Dan, the one-legged shyster down there in Florida. Here's her video of what she uncovered with this guy.
First off, this man has a GoFundMe with over $20,000 in it. He's not homeless, period. He lives on a boat, except for the short year that he spent in prison for beating a EMT with a violin. His GoFundMe is under a different...
Wait, why was that edit? Wait,
he beat
was a weird
an
edit.
EMT responder with a violin.
What?
Yeah, somebody responded to him. He was in a world of trouble, but
homeless.
He had a violin.
She said he's not homeless. He is homeless, and he has a GoFundMe just from the storm. Like, why is she? What?
This lady starting to sound a little jealous.
She sounds like you.
She sounds like me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm sounding this way, because of her.
First off, this man has a GoFundMe with over $20,000 in it. He's not homeless, period. He lives on a boat, except for the short year that he spent in prison for beating a EMT with a violin. His GoFundMe is under a different name than the one that he's using in the Daily Press and the one that he was arrested in. So it's really hard to tell who exactly he is. But what I have found is that his Facebook page lists himself as a digital creator. That's right, a digital creator. He lives in Palm Beach. Knowing that there was going to be a storm, he anchored himself to the worst place in all of Tampa. The worst place. From where he anchored, there are four marinas. The Hillsborough River, a short jaunt, like literally,
oh my
not
God,
even 700 feet
care.
From where he's anchored.
Listen,
been a
I don't
safer
care.
Location
it's like it's a fun story. No, like I don't want to hear
hotels.
Somebody bitching all
he
morning.
Was offered homes. God. He has clearly made $20,000.
Okay, Karen. Thank you, Karen.
He put himself in that particular bay because he wouldn't have gotten recognition if he'd gone to a bay that was safer. So you go for the real danger, man. The danger. And that's what he went for, right?
Who cares? Like, literally. Like,
no,
she's
saying,
such a bitchy Karen.
I'm disputing what she's saying there. She's saying that it was because it's like, no, you wouldn't have gotten the recognition if you didn't face danger head on, man. That's
anyway,
exactly
he
what he
made
was doing.
It. It's a great story. And then I guess he got $20,000 on his GoFundMe. And then some guy, like, gave him, what, $100,000 to buy a new boat?
A brand new boat.
Yeah.
Got a brand new
good
boat.
For him.
Here he is.
Who?
The guy.
Oh.
I'm going to be able to pay for a boat for you. We're going to get you a nice boat in the range of $50,000 to $100,000. And we're going to get you a full-time kick deal, which is a live streaming deal where you can stream your entire voyages and all your adventures. And you could have a passive income come in, connect with fans all over the world, and they could really see your adventure, man.
Wow. thank you.
It's going to be insane.
I mean that from, I don't know what else to say other than thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if people are going to follow him. They
I
might.
Would.
They
I
might.
Would. I totally would. Yeah. I love the whole story. So, and I mean, it seems like he's choked up and really excited about it. The only thing that is a little troubling is I do feel like you called him a crackhead. I feel like he really is a crackhead.
Yeah, I do too.
But crackheads are fun to follow.
I think he's just a drinker. I think he's a heavy drinker. But nevertheless, I mean, he's living on a boat in the bay.
Later
you know what?
In that clip, he says that he had a problem with Oxycontin before.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oxy, huh?
Oof.
But he's found the Lord, from what I understand.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, he's found
around.
The Lord, so he's turned his life around. Yeah, but I'd love to live on a boat. I think that'd be awesome, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd want a bigger boat than what he's got.
Yeah, he's got a little boat. That's a little boat.
Yeah, boat's not very big. No. I don't even know how he stretches out on that boat. No, he needs a new boat.
And his little oxy head pops out. He's like, hey, I'm still here.
So he gets $100,000. Will that buy you a good boat? I'm guessing. I don't know. It's not going to buy you a yacht.
Right? Yeah.
I like to help the guy say like 50 to 100.
Yeah, because like a really nice ski boat, like a really nice one, is like 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Chatfield. Like some of those boats are 100 grand.
The speed ones, yeah.
With the bellows in them that you fill up.
Yeah, I don't know how much 100 grand gets you when it comes to the ocean.
We're going to have to go on Craigslist.
Yeah, we'll have to look it up. Yeah, we'll go find him a boat.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Vegas Flyaway, Sea Maroon 5. We've got a code word for you coming up at 8 o'clock. The Fray. They're coming to town. Going to be at Mission Ballroom, 8:30 for tickets for that. So just...
very busy.
Be ready. I've got a couple of videos. I'm kind of waiting on audio, though, so that I can play it for you.
Uh-huh.
But I'm wondering if they're real. And I thought I'd run them by you. And you might have already seen them.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you're on there a lot, too. So you see a lot of the stuff I see.
Like reels and stuff? On what?
It's on Twitter. Oh. This was on Twitter, but I'm sure it's on reels. It's on everything, right? Because once it's shared on one, it ends up everywhere, right? Have you seen the video of the dog pooping Skittles?
Yeah, I have. I thought they were nerds or something. Skittles would be too big to fall out that fast. It was like nerds or something.
Yeah, they said Skittles.
Of the one I saw said nerds.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they changed it. Yeah. You think that's real?
No. Because I feel like juice would be coming out too. Because that's just pure dry. And I don't think you just poop dry. Like, you know how if a dog swallows like your wedding ring or whatever, it doesn't just poop out your wedding ring. It comes with other matter.
I got you.
It's a fecal matter.
Yeah, I'm with you too, because if you watch the video, and a lot of you have probably seen it if you scroll through reels and everything else, I was reluctant to walk here and go, Jamie, have you seen this video? Because I get duped easy, you know, and I don't like it. I don't like when they trick me. But I'm watching this video, and this dog, it's like you take a bag of Skittles or nerds and you just pour them out of the bag and they just bounce off the floor. Uh-huh. That's what it looks like. Only it's a dog pooping them.
The only thing that I don't get is how they got the dog to do the squat.
Not only that, but I feel like the Skittles or whatever color candy, they wouldn't be the same color. The color would have been washed off.
Well, yeah, because it would have been digested. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, when you eat something, you know how it changes colors.
Garson, you really looked into it.
Hear me out.
He's right about digestion.
But I didn't even notice the colors. I just saw the video.
It's literally a rainbow. But hear me out on this, because Zane ate a bunch of kinetic sand the other day.
Uh-huh.
And he literally just pooped straight sand. It went right through him.
Really?
And he came out as clumps of sand poop.
Oh.
Yeah, it was disgusting. Oh,
okay.
So wait a minute.
But then you're kind of going against what we're saying.
Yeah, you're I know,
but kinetic, but the kinetic sand dye, I feel, is different than like Skittles hard shell candy, because once you get those wet, the color just melts.
Okay, but they're
off.
Not saying it's Skittles. They're saying it is like a nerds or something.
Yeah, but that, it's you're kind of validating this.
You kind of are. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that? Do you understand that?
I mean, I understand.
You said, hear me out, and you were going to go along with this, and then you went completely opposite of us,
right, because
saying it could happen.
Jamie's saying there's absolutely no way this can come out without other matter coming out.
Yeah.
And then you say that, no, it happened to your dog.
Well, it happened with kinetic sand, so
it can happen. Okay.
So it can happen, so it could be real.
Mm.
I don't think it's real.
I don't either.
All right, then there's the other. Did you hear the Arctic dog?
The Arctic dog?
Have you seen this one?
No.
All right. Supposedly, the Arctic dog makes a sound, makes a moaning sound that hardly any human has ever heard before. And they had this thing on yesterday. And when I listened to it, it sounds like an opera singer.
I don't.
The dog's howl sounds like a human being singing a song.
But sometimes, so what are those that are like wolves, but they're not wolves?
It's an Arctic wolf.
No, like my neighbor's dog. Like
a husky?
A husky. They sing.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah, they sing.
All right, Spadil, you have the audio?
I do.
All right, this is supposedly a dog. Now, you see the mouth move in the video.
Yeah.
But the voice coming out of this, I don't know. I thought it fell for something, but then I'm very skeptical on this.
All right, let me hear it.
If he doesn't want to stop, howl a couple times back and forth. So we'll keep it going. Are you guys willing?
Sure.
All right, let's try it out.
Here we go.
Yeah, no.
That's fake.
Yeah,
that's 100% fake.
Yeah, that's fake.
That's a human voice right there.
So I said, Spadil, have you seen this video of this dog? And he's like, what are you talking about? The Arctic wolf. Because in the story, they say hardly any human has ever heard this sound because very few in captivity. Okay?
Your algorithm is crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's just full of lies.
I find it entertaining. Can we play the dog again? Can you play it again for me?
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Play it all.
So he doesn't
want to
stop. Never mind.
All right. Yeah, it goes on and on and on. Never mind. All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll get the tabloid trash next on the program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't go anywhere.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
We're getting a lot of anger. A lot of anger.
Over what?
Well, because you said Skittle, I said nerds, and I guess it's these Orbeez.
Yeah.
I knew it was something other than Skittles. I thought Orbeez were like nerds. I didn't know that those were those little water balls that fill up with water.
Yeah, they expand over time.
Yeah, but I thought they got bigger for some reason. Anyway, we're talking about the dog that poops these Orbeez or whatever. If it's real, if it's not real. Dog singing, if it's real, if it's not real. Did a hawk pick up a baby? Is it real? Is it not real? Did Tom Brady throw a football through whatever? You remember that thing? Is it real? Is it not real? The internet is killing me.
Did a man survive a sailboat?
Right.
In a storm?
But he did.
I guess.
He did, because they kept checking on him.
Yeah.
Although I will tell you this, back in the day when radio was really dumb, we had a friend and, we were in Phoenix, and he stayed up on a billboard, okay? So he stayed up on a billboard, and we were raising money for charity or whatever, and he was living up on a billboard, right? Well, at night, we would go and get him at 1 a.m., and we'd bring him down. He'd take a shower, you know, eat some good food, all that stuff, and then we'd take him back up at 4 a.m.
He'd have a reset.
Yeah, and nobody ever knew.
Yeah, I think everybody pulled that little stunt.
Yeah, right? So everything's a lie, people. Everything. I'm telling you, it's crazy. All right, a couple of things. First of all, a 16-year-old is believed to be the first to have reached Tetris Rebirth. I didn't even know there was such a thing as Tetris Rebirth. After beating the game's level 255, causing it to flip back to level 0. I don't know about you guys, but I used to play Tetris all the time. And in fact, my son, when he was little, he had a lazy eye, and the doctor told us to have him on that little, remember it was that little game, it was like this big, and the doctor told my son to play Tetris, because the way it works your eye muscles, that it'll build it up, and sure enough, it cured his lazy eye.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because your eyes follow the pieces that go down, you know?
I would have thought of that. That's
isn't that crazy?
They came up with that, a way of doing that.
Yeah.
The video game would do it.
Because your eyes have to follow the puzzle piece all the way down.
But I wonder how they figured that out.
And he's like 5 when it happened. I don't know. But they did. Because I think that you have to do eye exercises when you have a lazy eye. And they didn't know how to get 5-year-olds to do it. And so you give them a game.
Playing a video game, yeah.
And Tetris was super easy. We had it on slow. Anyway, so that's kind of crazy. The other story is that Jake Paul says that he would give $5 million to Mike Tyson if he can survive 4 rounds of their fight next month.
Yeah.
He'll give him an extra $5 million.
I don't think he can.
I don't think he can either.
I think this guy's going to... Jake, is that the one?
Or Jake.
Well, also, if he accepts the challenge and he fails, he has to get I Love Jake Paul tattooed on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, Mike Tyson has a bunch of dumb tattoos. Anyway,
yeah, you can just hide it within the ink.
It's not gonna, it's not gonna matter.
Yeah, this whole thing feels...
It does. It feels like a scam.
It does. It's like
it's rigged.
Like being on a billboard and bringing them down every night.
It is. I agree with you, Jamie. Yeah. This thing, the more and more I see it, the more it's rigged.
Hurricane Milton leaves more than 2.6 million homes and businesses without any power. Boy, though, did you see all the power people lined up? I think they're going to have that power on pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know, there were hundreds of trucks.
They had a lot of those in that dome that collapsed last night.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
There were a lot of
The roof blew off. It didn't actually collapse, right? Nobody got hurt. Off, right?
Well, it's a lot like their roof. I remember, you know, I lived down there for 15 years. Their roof was a lot like DIA. It had that canvas look to it.
Yeah.
And I guess it wasn't as sturdy as a real roof would be.
A roof.
Yeah.
Anderson Cooper, just along the hurricane lines, he got hit with in the head by a flying object. I went to our Facebook page and actually watched it because I didn't see it last night. I can't even tell he got hit by anything.
It's very quick.
It is so quick. All right, here's the audio.
And the water now is really starting to pour over. If you look at the ground, whoa. Okay. That wasn't good. We'll probably go inside shortly.
Whoa, Jamie, that was killer audio. You're welcome.
I feel like it was like a to-go box from a restaurant or something.
Really? Yeah, I don't know. Or somebody sat on the side and like, you know, like let it go so he'd make the news.
Yeah.
It
does look staged in a way.
Yeah. Who knows? It might be.
Could be. I mean, we're duped all the time.
Jennifer Lopez is speaking about her divorce to Ben Affleck. She says, my whole life has been lived around being in love. I love romance. I love being with somebody. I love thinking about growing old with somebody. And then I realize I've spent my whole life wanting to be happy. And I thought being in a relationship is what made me happy. But I've learned now that it's not.
Yeah, the more she talks, run, Ben, run.
Yeah, right?
Run, Ben, run!
It's because I was a middle child and I was ignored. What? She said that's why she wants to be with somebody, because she was a middle child and she was ignored.
So was I.
Do you want to be loved?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
J-Lo, we're meant for each other.
Right? Lisa Marie Presley's new memoir. I still can't get over she left her son to decompose in her house for 2 months after he passed away. Oof. Anyway, this memoir has come out, and she talks about how she basically, I think, took Michael Jackson's virginity. And then she calls him a snake in her memoir. She calls him a snake. And she said he started doing drugs because of the whole pedophile thing, and that he was out of control. She actually doesn't say really nice things at all about him. She said he just kissed me out of the blue, and then all of a sudden physical stuff started happening. And she said she was shocked about it. He then said that he was in love with her. She said that she fell in love with him, but the relationship turned sour when he turned to drugs due to the stress of his molestation trials. Towards the end of their marriage, she found him to be calculating and even called him a snake in the book. In the memoir.
Yeah. It's hard for me to go past the chapter of kept her son's body on
ice.
Yeah,
yeah.
Once you get past that, it's like, okay, I don't know what to believe with this book. You know, it's crazy.
It is crazy. But you have to keep in mind, too, with her, she was on 60 pills a day. So yeah. I'm sure like
80.
Yeah. It seems like 80 pills a day would make you maybe keep your son there. I don't know. You know?
That was a good explanation, Jamie. Yeah. Well, BJ, you got to realize 80 pills a day will keep your son on ice.
Yeah.
After like, he dies.
Maybe. Have you seen Weekend at Bernie's? I mean.
Didn't they do that? I was trying to tell Carson. Didn't they do that with Casey Kasem? Remember that
she drove around with him.
Yeah. She put him in the car.
Yeah, like she drove around with him.
Like a paneled station wagon.
That's so creepy.
Put the coffin back there and drove around with him. His wife did.
Oh. Because she wanted to bury him somewhere else, and they wanted to bury him somewhere, so she stole the body.
And this body, she stole the body, and it went on for like 6 months.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
I mean, this was not like on the run for like 4 days. This was 6 months they fought over this body.
But at least Well, the son was embalmed, too. I guess she had him embalmed, but then why was he... Well, I guess you can still deteriorate. But she had him embalmed, and so did... what's her name? What was her name? Remember, she made circle cribs.
Jean Kasem.
She made circular cribs. Yeah. That's what she was doing.
She was fighting with the kids. Yeah. I'd met Jean several times. She was kind of wacky.
Feeding America announced that Taylor Swift has donated $5 million for Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. That's nice of her. Thank you, Taylor.
Yeah, it's very nice.
She's a do-gooder.
She is.
I mean, I know that she drives everybody crazy by being at the Chiefs games all the time, but she is a do-gooder.
Yeah, $5 million. Yeah, that's a good little...
chunk of change.
Yeah, nice.
Shawn Mendes is pushing back the release of his new album. I guess his first single, Why, flopped. So now they're reworking the album.
Oh, no.
I feel like his day is done.
Yeah, I do too.
I feel like he took way too much time off.
Yeah, he did.
He's falling into that camp with Katy Perry.
Yeah.
I feel like she's done too.
Yeah. Anyway, Snoop Dogg's petition. Wow, we forget that he killed somebody. Snoop Dogg's petition to seal his 1993 murder charge has been granted. Snoop, I wouldn't have done this if I were you, because now we were bringing it up again. I forgot that you were charged.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that was kind of a bad idea, because now we're all talking about it.
Yeah, he'd been searching for this for a while, hadn't he? And they just ruled on it? Is that right?
I don't know. I have no idea. But the thing is I didn't. None of us knew about it until we... sometimes you just need to leave it alone, right? What else is there? Let's see here. It says Justin Bieber is in a hard place mentally right now with all this P. Diddy stuff. I saw, too, that they're shopping, supposedly, a video on the dark web.
Of
this.
Of Justin Bieber and
Diddy?
Yeah,
Really? Yeah, that's what I saw. But
I didn't know there's a video out there.
Well, it wouldn't be shocking, would it?
No, not at all. They said everything was taped. Yeah, so. Yeah, it's not shocking.
My kid was telling me that one of his roommates at school bought a pass from some shady guy, some pass, and all you have to do is like put in this code, and they get all pay-per-view, all the pay-per-views of anything, UFC fighting, anything that's pay-per-view, they get it all for free.
Yeah, we have it.
Did you get off the dark web?
No.
Oh.
No.
Where'd you get it?
Bought it.
Where?
Off who?
Just... someone who had it. Somebody. And now, they might have gotten it from the dark web.
Yeah.
But
my kid said it's from some shady guy.
Like 20 bucks.
Yeah. It was like $14.95.
Yeah, you can get it for like 20 bucks.
I know, right?
Yeah, you can get anything.
Yeah. Anyway.
But if you get busted, they say you go to prison.
Well, that's what I said. I go, well, you didn't use our credit card or anything, right? And he goes, no, so-and-so did it. And I go, well, you know what? Don't get to know him very well because he's going to jail.
Word gets around that you're the place to be for pay-per-view events.
They are. They're having huge parties in their dorm.
No, you got to keep that between yourselves.
I had a guy. This was back in Tampa, Florida, okay? He had one of these boxes. Remember when you used to get the old cable box? The old one, I'm talking. He came to me one day, and he had a cable box. And it had been decoded, okay? Uh-huh. And it could pick up anything. Anything, HBO, pay-per-view, whatever you wanted.
I remember when
on this box. He charged me $60 for the box for me to go home and hook it up. You just take out the one, you got standard cable, hook this box in, and baby, woo! That guy ended up going to prison for 6 months.
For that?
He got busted, yeah. He had bought these things out of Canada, and he sold me one, and they caught him. They caught him and put him in jail for six months? Yeah.
Wow.
Over a cable box.
Cable isn't that great, man.
Holy crap. They're serious about this cable.
Holy Toledo. Back then when there was no streaming? I mean, it was... That's how
I did. I'm just saying it's trouble.
I think I told you that one time my friend's like, oh, I got Iron Man before it's coming out or something. I was like, oh, cool. And because they went to the premiere. So I'm watching it with my kid. He's a little kid. We're watching it. And all of a sudden, I realize that there's somebody that walks in front of the... of the screen and sits down.
Because they're in the theater filming.
Yeah, they filmed in the theater. I felt so dirty.
Those are still out there.
They're crazy. Yeah. I wouldn't have known. It was pretty good quality. I wouldn't have known until the guy walked in front of the screen and
sat
down.
I'm surprised like the hand wasn't like shaking the entire time.
I saw where there's a version of the Joker, the new one. That's out there with people walking in front of the screen. Somebody had taped it in the theater.
Oh my God. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.